WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys. See what you could be saving at Douglas Nissan off Highway 6 in College Station or visit homeoftheniceguys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A Bryan man has been booked into the Brazos County Jail for the 40th time. Online jail records show the first arrest for James Oliver Jr. was in September 1991. The latest was Monday night when a Bryan policeman stopped a car for making a right turn without using a turn signal. According to the arrest report, the officer noticed an odor of marijuana and the driver's record included 17 active suspensions. A search of the car led to the discovery of three bags of marijuana with a total weight of 10 ounces. Along with scales and baggies, Oliver, who was out on bond following a May 31st arrest for marijuana possession, was released again after posting another bond. Online records show he has 30 convictions in various Brazos County courts. Billboards have popped up offering free soft drinks to designated drivers in the Northgate District. That's part of a campaign started about a year and a half ago by a nonprofit group called CARE, which stands for Coalition on Alcohol Responsibility and Education. The president of CARE is Deputy Ed Frank of the Brazos County Sheriff's Office. He says more than 7,500 cups have been distributed.
Establishments and more each year joining with us. And as long as we supply the cups, they said they would supply the free soft drinks in it.
Frank says the funding for cups and billboards come from the Brazos Valley Council on Alcohol and Substance Abuse. It's the time again for the annual law enforcement fundraiser benefiting local Special Olympics.
You actually get to boss us around for once. And what that is officers from local law enforcement agencies will be there to help serve you.
Officer Kelly McKeithen of the Bryan Police Department is among the volunteer servers during Tip-A-Cop, which is today and tomorrow from 5:30 until 10 at Texas Roadhouse. The Bryan College Station March of Dimes is hosting a community baby shower this week. Spokeswoman Katie Scott says they're creating a community closet to help families in area neonatal intensive care units and prenatal clinics. In addition to clothes, blankets, and diapers, she says new parents will also have to prove to hospital staff they have a new car seat.
So for a lot of these moms, that's like the first big expense when they're taking their child home from the hospital, especially those families who have been in a NICU for weeks and weeks and weeks.
Donations can be dropped off on Saturday between 10 and 2 in the Hilton parking lot off University Drive. Purple cookies can be purchased throughout the week at either Blue Baker location, with proceeds covering any large items that aren't donated. The Obama administration says health care subsidies will keep flowing despite a federal appeals court decision Tuesday that affects Texas and 35 other states who purchase their coverage through the federal marketplace. The 2-1 ruling states that Obamacare, as written, only allows insurance subsidies in states that have set up their own exchanges, which Texas did not do. Minutes after the ruling from the federal judges in Washington, another group of federal judges in Virginia sided with the Obama administration. The U.S. Supreme Court will eventually make the final decision. WTAW News Time is 6:08. It's 75 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news at 6:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday only, the Continental Antique Show and Sale is at the Brazos Center. Exhibitors from across the country with estate jewelry, silver, furniture, art, linens, primitives, Victorians, and home decor. Something for everyone. Free appraisals from the Roadshow, silver buyers on site, and silver polished on site. Don't miss this trip down memory lane, like walking through a museum. Top quality antiques from all over the world this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday only at the Brazos Center on Briarcrest off Highway 6 in Bryan. This great antique show established over 60 years ago.
610, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Couple more sunny days in the forecast, and that means hot temperatures. The chance of thunderstorms looks pretty low right into Friday, but we'll include it through the late afternoon hours of each day. Sunshine today, 95 to 100. I think the chances of seeing a storm late today are less than 30%. It's clear tonight, 75 to 80. Sun tomorrow, maybe a late day storm, 95 to 100. Partly sunny, the risk of an afternoon thunderstorm Friday, 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit, with both Texas teams getting a little extra baseball for the fans last night, going into extra innings anyway. Clippers owner Donald Sterling has said, "Yeah, I think I want to keep my team," and Tony Dungy is regretting remarks he made about Michael Sam. All that and more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you at about 6:50.
So Rob saying there's a risk of thunderstorms. He doesn't understand, really. We'll take the risk, okay? Bring it on. If you could squeeze about $200,000 out of your bank account, then one of the most iconic towers in U.S. America could be yours. That's right.
Ketchup.
Yeah, 170 foot tall, world's largest ketchup bottle. Of course, it's catsup for them.
Oh, no.
It's catsup.
Not going to be doing that.
In Illinois, 65-year-old landmark was once served as the city of Collinsville as their water tower, and the warehouse next to it, also for sale, for $300,000. Brooks Old Original Rich and Tangy Catsup was produced in those buildings near the landmark. It was never stored in the 100,000-gallon tower. Yeah, no kidding, really. Have that little like the thing that they have at restaurants, that the little spigot, ketchup out, catsup out. Tower is usually celebrated during the annual Catsup Bottle Festival, but it's unclear what will happen next year if that property is sold.
I can't imagine it being a very effective water tower.
I can't. Well,
you'd
again,
have to turn it over on its side and shake and then tap the bottom, and all the water would come out at once.
The viscosity is not even close. It's gonna be a good,
good morning. Yeah, that's it. Tip it over on its side. Let's get some water out.
Stick that knife up in there, wrap it around a little bit.
Yeah.
Info.
Nation.
People having to jump up and down on the neck. It's better than the toothpaste tube water tower that they have.
Oh, yeah?
Same thing. You got to curl it up from
roll
the
it
end.
That's a lot harder.
David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange has an extensive selection of jewelry to fit every style and pricing range. New items arrive often, some in multiple, and some one of a kind. They buy, sell, and trade sterling silver, gold, fine watches, diamond jewelry, coins, and more. You'll find just what you're looking for at just the right price. Discover the treasures waiting for you at David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Open Monday through Saturday in the same location at 313 College Avenue off University Drive in the IHOP Center, next to Harry's in the Stack.
Summer is here, and your friends at AeroFit want to remind you it's time to get swimsuit fit. With swimming pools, summer camp and swim lessons, 24-hour express options, plus the new Longmire location, AeroFit has five locations to better serve you and your family this summer. Plus, with AeroFit's elite training staff, you can get on a safe and healthy path to fitness. Call today and find out how AeroFit's personal training staff can get you in the shape you've always wanted at a price you can afford.
Call, click, or come by today, or look us up on the web at AeroFitClubs.com and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. Join today and your body will thank you later.
Good morning, 613, Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Here we go with day 205. Got 161 of them to go when this is done. It's hot enough for you day? Well, it will be hotter, but nonetheless. And vanilla ice cream.
How can that only have one day?
I don't know.
Because it's every day.
Yeah,
it's vanilla.
I don't know how you celebrate that necessarily.
The metric all other ice creams are measured by.
That's true. Or added to.
Correct.
Right, to put baseline ice cream. Right,
mm-hmm,
there.
Mm-hmm.
It's National Hot Dog Day. I'd much rather watch ice cream being made. I haven't gotten a chance to read it. I just saw the headline. The Eagle has a story today. Apparently, one of the drivers of a Wienermobile, and there are many of them, is a fighting Texas Aggie.
Whoop.
Yeah, so it's kind of cute that happens
funny.
Today. All right, got a stack of birthdays.
Yeah, we do. Daniel Radcliffe, Harry Potter, is 25. Tom Meissen is 32 from Sleepy Hollow. He plays Ichabod Crane. Yeah. Paul Wesley is 32 from Vampire Diaries. Monica Lewinsky,
hey.
From Address, is 41.
Yeah.
Noah Garcia-Para is 41. He is married to Mia Hamm.
Good for him.
Yes, sir.
She just had a birthday. No, that's Brandy Chastain.
Yes, yeah. Well, that's correct.
Yeah.
Marlon Wayans is 42. Allison Krauss is 43, very talented lady.
Mm-hmm.
Stephanie Seymour is 46. She's a model. Gary Payton is 46. He was nicknamed the Glove and played for the Heat in basketball. He's retired now. Slash is 49. Eric LaSalle is 52. And Woody Harrelson, 53. Yeah. Martin Gore is 53 from Depeche Mode.
Okay.
Eddie McClurg is 63. Edie. And she was the wife of...
That's what I thought.
Herb
too.
Tarlick.
Oh, okay. Really?
Yeah.
What? And, what? In WKRP?
Yeah.
That'd be esoteric.
And Mr. Rooney.
Was she in like four episodes even?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I do remember her being on because she was also in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. And when I saw that one, I went, hey.
Oh, look at that.
I remember that. Yeah. Dave Essex, 67.
Rock on.
Yeah. And Precious Little Elf. Don Imus is 74. And Ronnie Cox is 76. He was one of the guys in the Beverly Hills Cop movies and also in that little movie called Deliverance.
Oh, yeah. How could you miss?
Oh boy.
How could you miss Larry Minetti? Larry Minetti. You don't know Larry, do you?
No.
Yeah. Larry is 67 today. Larry played the sidekick in Magnum PI. God, how long ago was that?
25 years?
Man, that was a long time ago. And Stephanie March. I used to see her on Law & Order SVU. She's married to Bobby Flay. She's 40 years old today. All right, let's see. Oh, so here you go, Irish boy. Here's one for you.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you know, we U.S. Americans, not from Ireland, think that, yeah, we have this perception of Irish people, okay? Well, coming around to bite you, an Irish pub in Ireland being criticized now for a sign on its door that says, no bus/coach tours or loud Americans. Thank you.
Ooh, well.
A local business association has responded to the incident, claiming that the sign in the pub is in no way representative of the views of the business community as a whole.
I'm not offended by it.
Oh, I think it's awesome.
Yeah. More power to them.
Oh, I agree. It's like anything else. If somebody's going to come in who's going to disrupt your establishment through their behavior or their habits or whatever, you should have the right to tell them to go away. Go make your money someplace else.
Our morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so lots of kudos to the Texas Governor Rick Perry. He stepped up. He's doing his job that the federal government refuses to do, and that is sending 1,000 troops from the Texas National Guard to the Mexican border. Now, the White House reacted, calling Perry's move symbolic. And they criticize him for not providing the, quote, kinds of communication that you ordinarily see from a governor when they want to make a deployment like this. Didn't Governor Perry meet with the president? He explicitly asked for this in person and in writing for years now. And President Obama's asleep at the switch. How much more communication do you want? The fact is, the administration has no intention of ever dealing with the border crisis, and especially not on Perry's terms, and especially not in a way that'll work.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hey, this summer, stay cool and save money with Fujitsu. Fujitsu's energy-efficient ductless air conditioning system lets you customize up to 8 different temperature zones throughout your home, all by remote control. Now, the systems are clean and quiet, installation is quick and easy, and you can save up to 30% on your utility bill while you stay more comfortable in your home. Fujitsu General means comfort and savings all year round. So find out how much money you can save by going to ConstantComfort.com and click on the energy calculator. That's constantcomfort.com. Hey friends, I have added to my medicine cabinet, and it's called Salon Pause Jet Spray. You know, when my back flares up, my shoulder flares up, my knees start to ache, well, I spray it right where it hurts, and then in no time at all, it freezes my pain and it keeps it away for hours and hours. You know what? It really works. So I urge you to try Salon Pause Jet Spray. Now, it's in a blue metal can, it has a dark blue cap. Salon Pause, you want the original. It's powerful relief whenever, wherever you need it. Use as directed.
Nice to be able to deal with a private, locally owned company, and they are that. That's BCS Tires and Lifts. But at the same time, BCS Tires and Lifts is a tire pro store, which means that they've got a network of 30,000 dealers coast to coast that allows you to drive with confidence because there's warranty service and roadside assistance available with an 800 number that they give you. But most importantly, when you're dealing with the guys at BCS Tires and Lifts, because they are a locally owned company, because they're not part of this giant chain operation, they can give you the kind of service that you want, that you expect. They understand your time is valuable to you, and so you know they can make arrangements for you to get transportation as they're working on your truck, your van, your car. And most importantly, the work they do, you've got your service protection plan through Tire Pros, but these are guys who are experts when it comes to tires, when it comes to your suspension, when it comes to making sure that your road is, your car is officially going down the road, and that it's a comfortable ride for you. So give them a call at 693-696-3200, 696-3200, or stop in and see them. They're located right next to Copy Corner on Texas Avenue in College Station. Give them your keys and put your mind at ease. Stop in and see them at BCS Tires and Lifts.
Hallmark Cleaners understands you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three VCS locations, South College Avenue, Rockberry Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
A look at Apple's numbers. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Apple's quarterly profit topped Wall Street forecasts. Sales of iPhones remain strong, even though consumers are waiting for a new line of Apple devices. Larger screen versions of the iPhone are reportedly on the way. Sales of iPad tablets declined. Microsoft's bottom line was hurt in the latest quarter by the company's acquisition of the Nokia division that makes mobile devices, but the results still topped Wall Street forecasts, and corporate demand for Microsoft Windows, Office, and other software remained strong. Target will make it easier for smartphone users to order from its e-commerce site. A new InaSnap app lets customers order items pictured in magazine ads by scanning the photos with their phones. Products from Target's Room Essentials line are pictured in the current issues of 10 home decor magazines, and the app can recognize them. Stock market futures pointing higher ahead of the midweek session. Jeff Bellinger with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Paying too much for mediocre cable service? Cut the cord, cut your expenses, and get unmatched TV technology with Dish. Dish is much better and costs less. Get the most movies with Blockbuster at home free for 3 months. Premium channels free for 3 months. Free HD for 2 years, and get a free DVR. Watch live TV anywhere with your computer, smartphone, or tablet with Hopper. Call right now and get a free Hopper upgrade. Hurry, this limited time offer won't last. Call 800-553-4751. 800-553-4751.
Relive the excitement, artistry, and heartbreak of the 2014 FIFA World Cup in the Wall Street Journal's new ebook, The Unforgettable Cup. Read an introduction by sports columnist Jason Gay and enjoy stories from our immersive coverage of the sport, the teams, the matches, the stars, and the culture of Brazil, the spiritual home to the globe's most popular pastime. Download the ebook for free at wsj.com/worldcupebook. Again, that's WSJ.com/World Cup.
The Dow Jones Report is brought to you by Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
If you're an entrepreneur, small business owner, or veteran looking to start a new company, you're invited to the Governor's Small Business Forum. Friday, August 15th from 8 to 4 at the MSC on A&M's campus, you'll have the opportunity to learn about the resources and valuable tools, skills, and knowledge to thrive in today's competitive entrepreneurial economy. The Governor's Small Business Forum will feature discussions on a range of small business topics and networking opportunities with statewide business leaders. Go to cnve.tamu.edu for info and to register. That's cnve.tamu.edu.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 6:24. We'll check the weather in just a minute. Yeah, like you need to know that because we already do. And a little bit later on this morning, a guy who's been checking the weather for 100 years. 100 years. And today is the anniversary, I think, of the death of the first meteorologist that was ever on television. So it's like weather person day. In an experiment, five hotels in Paris have launched a plan allowing guests to, quote, pay what you want. These are 3- and 4-star hotels with, and they're a little ways from the tourist centers, but they hope that this novel idea will increase business. Owners of the hotels optimistic, confident that clients will not abuse the plan. If they do, guess what? The plan will go away. All right, here we go. Look for a high temperature today. Actually, all week long, right at 100 degrees, and low temperatures will be in the middle 70s, kind of the thing we're experiencing right now. And there's a slight chance of showers just simply because there's a little bit of moisture out there, and with the kind of heat that we've got, maybe things will pop up and we'll get some pop-up type showers, but that's about it. They are holding off and actually putting 100 as our high, but if you hear Rob talk and as you look at it from the weather service, yep, there's a chance that we could get there. But again, we're mid-July, and it hadn't happened yet. Winds out of the east at 5 right now. 90% relative humidity, and we're looking at 77 degrees. Weather brought to you this morning by the folks at Barker's Heating and Cooling. 888 service means overtime coverage for you and your family without the overtime charges. You get home, your unit's not working, give them a call. They'll get somebody out there the same day. Barker's Heating and Cooling, 690-2278.
Hi, I'm Janelle Carver with Cornerstone Home Lending. Now is a great time to buy a home. At Cornerstone, we can help whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to refinance or buy your next dream home. Rates are low, and Cornerstone offers a variety of home loan options. Call us today at 260-1448 or visit us at 307 Arguello Drive. Cornerstone Home Lending, making a positive contribution to your life. NMLS 208153, branch NMLS 280990.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
Just about everybody wants to be successful. But success, it turns out, isn't all it's cracked up to be. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, brought to you by Opus. Good times await you with the new Opus season. Get all the season info and order your single and season tickets now at mscopus.org.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-207-5929. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-207-5929. That's 1-800-207-5929. Call 1-800-207-5929.
While it may sound good, the dream of working hard, making lots of money, and then retiring to a stressless life of leisure seldom works out.
The more successful you are and more active you are in life, smelling the roses will kill you. If you retire to smelling the roses, you're digging your own grave.
Dr. Stephen Berglas, author of the book Reclaiming the Fire, has studied the negative effects of success for a long time. He says if you look at entrepreneurs, for example,
they suffer paradoxically when the business succeeds. Entrepreneurs never complain about the struggle. They never complain about building a business. What drives them crazy is the passivity of success. And I identified a syndrome called entrepreneurial arson, where a business builder will create a problem in his business at the moment he's scheduled to retire, so he doesn't have to be put out to pasture.
And there are plenty of well-known examples of entrepreneurial arson, starting with the former chairman of General Electric.
Jack Welch did it publicly when he made the Honeywell acquisition and wouldn't retire on schedule. George Eastman of Eastman Kodak killed himself when he retired. Put a note on his desk, "My work is done, why wait?" And he blew his brains out.
The people who do best after retirement, says Dr. Berglas, are the people who stay involved.
If you're generative, being a mentor, a teacher, a role model, you're never at a loss for both doing good and building self-esteem.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Good times await you with the new Opus Main Stage season. Order season tickets now and see these five events for as little as $171. The Texas Tenors, sponsored by Aggieland Credit Union. Anything Goes, sponsored by Tom and Mary Kirk. Sister Act, sponsored by Spirit of Texas Bank. Guys and Dolls, sponsored by Allstate. And Rain, a tribute to the Beatles, sponsored by Bluebell Creameries. Season and single tickets on sale now. Call 845-1234.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. A College Station man accused of passing fake $20 bills multiple times at the same fast food drive-thru has been found and arrested.
18-year-old Jordan Hamilton told College Station police he purchased a dozen forged $20 bills online for $60. 6 weeks ago, Hamilton paid for food with a fake 23 times over a 24-hour period at the Sonic on Texas by Walmart. According to the arrest report, the bills were printed on paper and not cloth. Hamilton remains in jail in lieu of $24,000 bond. 7,500 plastic cups with free soft drinks have been handed out to designated drivers visiting Northgate bars in the last year and a half. It's part of a promotion by the local nonprofit group CARE, which stands for Coalition on Alcohol Responsibility and Education. CARE's president, Brazos County Sheriff's Deputy Ed Frank, says it's one of the things they do to discourage drunk driving.
We push DWI very, very hard, and it's something you don't need to do. We try to save lives. So a designated driver will save lives, and that's what we're trying to push.
A second shipment of cups was recently delivered to bars along with the start of a billboard campaign, which Frank says was funded by the Brazos Valley Council on Alcohol and Substance Abuse. For many years, local law enforcement have supported Special Olympics in a variety of ways. One project is the annual Tip-A-Cop promotion, which Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen says is tonight and tomorrow night.
All the money goes to support our regional Special Olympic program. And it allows athletes to compete at local and state level. And we actually had a flag football team from here that just returned from the national competition with a silver medal.
Officers will be assisting servers at Texas Roadhouse from 5:30 until 10 tonight and tomorrow at Texas Roadhouse. Local prenatal clinics and NICUs are expecting a new bundle of joy from the community. Katie Scott, spokeswoman for the March of Dimes in BCS, says their baby shower donation drive will help create a community closet. Big ticket items will be purchased with proceeds from baby bottle-shaped cookie sales at both Blue Baker locations this week. Individual donations can be made on Saturday,
which is going to be in the parking lot of the Hilton College Station. People can just drive through the parking lot between 10 and 2, open up their trunks, and we will relieve you of anything you want to donate.
Requests include prenatal vitamins, soft blankets, diapers, and new car seats. A full list of items can be found at WTAW.com. The bill for investigating the actions of a University of Texas system regent has totaled nearly $600,000. The Houston Chronicle reports the final invoices were released Tuesday, showing the bill from Houston lawyer Rusty Hardin to a House Select Committee reached $588,000. The Select Committee on Transparency in State Agency Operations has determined there are grounds to impeach Wallace Hall, but has yet to vote on formal charges. East of Dallas, the Kaufman County Commissioner's Court has passed a resolution saying they don't want any Central American children who have crossed into Texas illegally housed in their county. The resolution was submitted by the Kaufman County Tea Party, whose chairman, Ray Myers, says they are mostly concerned about the possibility of the spread of disease.
There's already indications of disease. There's already indications that they're covering up disease at Lackland Air Force Base. And we know that the government is covering up things at Lackland and other places.
The symbolic resolution carries no legal weight. Meantime, local law enforcement along the border are giving the thumbs down to Governor Perry's deployment of Texas National Guard troops. Among those opposed are Hidalgo County's interim sheriff, Eddie Guerra, who tells radio station KURV the Guard is not a good fit.
These National Guard troops are trained in search and destroy. They're not trained in law enforcement. I would prefer that they reach out and bring in more trained law enforcement, more Border Patrol agents.
Cameron County Sheriff Omar Lucio says if he had been asked, that he would have spent the $12 million a month on hiring additional deputies and local police instead of the Guard. From East Texas, a woman walked into the Athens Police Department and announced she had just murdered her 4-year-old daughter. Henderson County Sheriff Ray Nutt asked why 25-year-old Stacy Marie Parsons killed her child.
We got some general ideas, but right now we don't want to put out what we think the motive is.
Investigators believe the preschooler, Victoria Wyatt, was beaten to death and her body was stuffed into the trunk of a car that was found at the family home. Conflicting federal appeals court rulings were made Tuesday on Obamacare subsidies that affect subscribers in Texas and 35 other states. A federal panel in Virginia sided with the Obama administration, which White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says the law also allows subsidies to those in Texas and other states subscribing to the federal marketplace.
We are confident in the legal basis that supports our case.
Another federal panel in Washington, D.C. ruled subsidies don't apply to those using the federal marketplace. The U.S. Supreme Court will ultimately decide the issue. Without the subsidies, that means premium increases for more than 4 million Americans. WTAW News Time is 6:35. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important and is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians, expert care focused on you.
For decades, the folks at Intercon have been doing things to help you keep your energy costs under control and during the summertime. And as we are in the heat, they can help you out with something that really works right away. You can really tell the difference. That's solar screens and solar shades from Intercon. They'll come out and measure your windows, and then they'll give you an estimate, and they'll leave you alone, which is exactly the way that Intercon does all their work. There's never any high pressure from Intercon because they have quality product at a good price. Now, you can choose how much blockage you want in your solar screen, but the idea is it blocks the sun from coming in and heating up the interior of your home. Just that easy. And if you happen to be a BTU customer, there's some incentives that BTU has to help you with the energy efficiency of your home, so that makes it doubly good. So why not get in touch with the folks at Intercon? That's Oscar and Brad Beard. Give them a call at 823-3639 and let them do for you what they've been doing for hundreds of people, literally, in the Brazos Valley for decades, and that is helping you control through energy-efficient windows and solar screens, helping you control your utility bill. 823-3639, it's Intercon.
I remember the look on our kids' faces when I told them we were going to Schlitterbahn. You'd think I just told them that school was canceled forever. I remember how excited our 10-year-old got when he saw the miles of tube chutes and slides, the waves in the rivers, and thrilling adventures. Our teenage daughter was so excited she even forgot that her cell phone was stashed in a locker. And believe me, that's saying a lot. I remember the whole family sharing tubes and holding on for the ride. That's right. My kids were actually sharing. Even my husband was laughing like a kid again. And that was just when he found out that parking was free. We shared a lot of fun on our family vacation to Schlitterbahn. And I'll hold on to the memories forever.
Hold on to your family and summer fun at Schlitterbahn Water Parks. With unique experiences in New Braunfels, Galveston Island, and South Padre Island, there's something for everyone. Purchase tickets, make resort reservations, and view water park schedules at Schlitterbahn.com.
It's the hottest, coolest time in Texas. We're going to Schlitterbahn.
At Allen Honda, we believe summer isn't just a time of the year. It's something you do. And whether it's family road trips or cruising with good friends, summer happens in a Honda. Right now at Allen Honda's Super Summer Sale, lease a new Honda Civic for under $220 a month with zero due at signing. We'll even make the first payment for you. Stop by Allen Honda today or visit allenhonda.com.
36-month lease plus tax and fees with approved credit, zero due at signing, 12,000 miles per year in 7/31/2014. See dealer for complete details.
Good morning at 6:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Partly to mostly sunny once again for today. Temperatures making their way up to 95 to 100. There is a very slight risk of an isolated thunderstorm late this afternoon or during the evening. It'll be clear for the most part tonight, warm 75 to 80. Partly sunny, hot, humid tomorrow, 95 to 100. There's the chance for an isolated afternoon thunderstorm tomorrow. We're partly sunny, 95 to 100 on Friday. Again, the chance of an isolated afternoon thunderstorm. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your WTAW sports here in just a bit as we look at both major league teams going into extra innings that were from Texas anyway. The Clippers owner Donald Sterling is saying, yeah, I don't think I want my $2 million. I just want my basketball team. And
Billion.
Did I say million?
You did.
I'm sorry. And Tony Dungy is trying to remove his foot from his mouth.
All right.
According to him.
There you go. So, I mean, look, he's got enough money. I guess he's just an ornery old man, isn't he?
Yep.
Yeah, fine. Anyway, plenty of money to go around. All right, let's see. We're changing things today. In about half an hour, we're going to talk to Bill Flores. He has a speaking engagement that would conflict with our regular visit, so we'll do that. Then in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll visit with both state representatives, Kyle Cassell and John Rainey.
That'll be good.
And the mayor. So it'll be a...
All right.
Yes, we're just going to be politicked up. That's why we want to kind of go politic light right now.
Okay.
Because White House, by the way, says... They're still trying to find a direct link between the Malaysian airliner and Vladimir Putin. You're not going to get video of him pushing the button. I mean, if that's what you're looking for, that's not going to happen. So anyway, we'll continue that. And how can they in any way, shape, or form feel comfortable with going over there and seeing anything? I mean, after the time that they've had to compromise that, any number of people, they probably got tourists going through there by now, getting a chance to look at
that. Well, they're saying absolutely there's just flat-out looting.
Yeah, again, but what will you be able to learn? Oh, wait, did you see what Fox News reported on the Internal Revenue thing, the email deal?
The scratched hard drive?
Yes.
Yeah, well,
it's only a scratched hard drive. All right. Now, I don't know a lot about that, but generally aren't hard drives encased in something?
They are, but if you draw, they have spinning platters with moving arms.
Okay.
So the if it fell or was impacted in any way and that the arm was out there reading some information, it's spinning at a few thousand RPM, it could be scratched.
All right, so what you're saying is that the tower would have to be, or whatever is housing the hard drive, would have to be operative, and then somebody knock it off the table?
Correct. And in that and in that situation, oh, yeah, running to the garbage can and, oops, tripped. But
don't run with your hard drive
exactly.
In your hand. That's scissors.
But in many cases, and I've read that, as I say this as someone who's seen a lot of tech, but also the recovery experts were saying, generally, that's recoverable. A scratch doesn't mean you lose 100% of the information.
They don't want to hear that.
Well, no. Well, they know this.
Okay. All right. Okay. You think they got people who know that, huh? Okay.
I heard someone float the idea that it is all known, and they're choosing to let it trickle out so that people will...
forget?
Not indemnify themselves, but the opposite of that. That okay. Basically incriminate themselves.
Okay. So, in other words, they don't want the public outrage that if we're all dumped on
they'll get the, they'll get them on record saying, we didn't do this, and then they'll say, oh, well, we had evidence that you did, so thanks for... that. It was floated as a suggestion, and that's an interesting take on it.
I got you. Well, I understand. That's... you know, did you see where the president is not going to be on the Jimmy Kimmel show?
Yes.
President has pulled the plug on his appearance, supposed to happen tonight. He did not think it would be wise to do a comedy show in the middle of two international crises. Okay, it's okay for him to go out there and raise money, though. Is that right?
Yes.
That's okay.
Yes.
Canceled on the Apollo 11 astronauts.
Yeah, yeah.
To go fundraise.
Yeah.
But now he canceled on Jimmy Kimmel, so I guess it's all even.
And again, don't want to go down to the border while he's in Texas.
Priorities.
But it's okay to raise money.
Yes.
Want to make sure the optics are clear on that. That's how we prioritize things.
Those optics are absolutely clear.
Okay, got that. Let's see. It appears that Dollar General CEO David Perdue has won the GOP Senate primary runoff in Georgia. And... so he'll be running. Perdue will take on Michelle Nunn. That's former Georgia Senator Sam Nunn's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see how that works out. Saxby Chambliss is the current GOP senator who is retiring that makes that spot open up.
What is he, 105?
Yeah, well, not as old as Bob Dole, I don't think.
No.
But close enough. And I guess that's the thing, is he wants to go ahead and get out while he's young enough to still enjoy his retirement.
Sure.
Yeah, because he's only about 80 or so. Hey, look at this. It's a new book about the Secret Services that Bill Clinton has a mistress that visits whenever Hillary leaves the house. That's shocking, especially to get that news on Monica Lewinsky's birthday.
Titanic gets sunk by an iceberg.
Yeah.
Clinton's out dirty legged. A bigger news file she will not find.
That's right. Germans attack Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got
come
it all.
Come on now, come on. Let's hit the road.
RV Station in Bryan is the place to get ready for your summertime road trips.
Oh, come on.
You know, if a company tells you something about themselves in a commercial, it ought to mean something. At RV Station, I promise to you,
the best prices in the country on the country's best brands.
That means our brands are built to stand the rigors of the road for decades.
Now that's peace of mind.
Right now, RV Station has a brand new Hideout 280 LHS.
Take it home for just $199 a month.
How about a new Keystone 3620 FL Alpine?
Over 25,000 off MSRP.
Let's hit the road.
RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan, USA. Check us out online, rvstationonline.com.
Take a vacation with RV Station. Family fun starts here. Hideout number 2743. Sale price $21,995. 144 months, 4.99 APR, 10% down plus TT and LWAC. Keystone number 2692. Sale price $65,995.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Some of our finest, most interesting houseplants come from the family Liliaceae. They're cousins, brothers, and sisters to true lilies, asparagus, onions, and a host of other important landscape and garden plants. Succulent lilies, the subject of our program today. I'll be back with details right after this message. My brand new book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, is finished and it's beautiful. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs. This book combines the best of my boot books, all of my detailed plant posters, and my annual Texas gardening calendars into one concise reference. It was printed right here in Texas, where a book called Lone Star Gardening should be printed. Now, the book is only $32.95, but it's on sale for a limited time at just $28.95. An even better offer if you buy the book and a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Total price of that should be $56.90. Oh no, it's $42.95 for a limited time. I've self-published the book so you won't find it in stores or on Amazon, only from my office and website. That's neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or call 800-752-GROW. So we're talking about the succulent members of the lily family. One of the most common examples is one you know, that's aloe vera. Known affectionately as medicine plant by those of us who have used its soothing juices to stop the pain of burns almost instantly, this lily family member is native to South Africa. In reality, there are dozens of other aloes available from nurseries and specialty greenhouses and online, on eBay, for example. Some of the aloes are tree form. They get maybe 20 or 30 feet tall. Others stay below 5 inches in height at maturity. Some of them almost grass-like. Gasterias are another similar group, with several dozen species and hybrids being offered by specialists and collectors. Most gasterias are known and grown for their leathery, thick, tongue-like foliage. They're often colorfully marked, sometimes variegated. And my pals, Haworthias, the best of the family. There are many hundreds of species and varieties, a couple of thousand. Almost all of them charming little tropical clumping plants. Many types resemble miniature century plants with warty deep green or variegated leaves. Some types have leaves arranged in spirals or whorls. Others are crested or truncated, much like coxcomb flowers. Haworthias are wonderful little plants. They look like small aloes, for example. Sansevierias are the most common of the clan, although most gardeners haven't seen 5% of the types. There are rosetting varieties that don't get more than a few inches tall, and there are long-leafed forms that may spread 4 or 5 or 6 feet up and out. Many are variegated silver or yellow, and all form dense clumps, given months or years to become established. If you think that snake plant sansevieria is especially fibrous, wait till you have grown some of the larger, more woody types. They were actually part of a breeding program in the USDA during World War II as we sought new fiber-producing plants. All of the sansevierias can be grown successfully in bright indoor conditions. Give them potting soils that are loose and airy and let them get just a little dry between waterings. Use a diluted water-soluble houseplant fertilizer with every fifth or sixth watering. Divide the plants and repot them when they become too congested. Clay pots look the most natural and seem to be easier to water for succulents. They also add a good bit of weight to the plants. Sansevierias can be very, very top-heavy. I'm Neil Sperry. Good landscaping, step-by-step in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley. Now, if you have real estate problems, I'm one that you can come and see. I'm certified as a commercial real estate lawyer, and so in my career, I have handled just about everything. The other day, I had a client come in, turned out to be a developer. He's developing a small tract of land, and he needed an experienced lawyer to help him draft the earnest money contract for each of the purchasers of his property. I handled everything and got it done within a week at a very low fee. And so he was very pleased with what we were able to achieve. He brought the buyer in. There was no real estate broker involved. And so if you have someone that you know is looking for a real experienced real estate lawyer, have him call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the entire Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200 or visit familyandestatelaw.com.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:50. Boy, things really got wound up yesterday, and both Texas teams went into extra innings. First, we start with the Houston Astros.
Ripped into left center field. Back goes Moss, still at the wall, looks up, and it is out of here. Home run, LJ Hose. How about that? Third of the season and shocks this crowd with a solo shot to left field.
That was in the top of the 12th. They hang on to win to beat the Oakland Athletics 3-2 last night for their first win in four tries at the Coliseum this year. The Astros also earned their first three-game winning streak against the A's in franchise history. And if you were in the Bronx last night, you almost got a half a game of free baseball.
Line to left center field. It is a base hit. Roberts comes in to score. Ball game over. Yankees win.
Chase Hadley hit the game-winning single in the 14th inning to give the New York Yankees a 2-1 victory over the Texas Rangers last night. Derek Jeter, through the course of the game, broke Lou Gehrig's franchise record for doubles. The Yankees won an unlikely pitching matchup between two rookie starters who both had a 5-1 or better. Here's Nick Martinez after the heartbreaking loss for the Rangers.
Yeah, that was a heartbreaker. I mean, everyone played good. Everyone played extremely well. And, you know, we showed a lot of guts out there. Just didn't come out on top today.
On out of the NBA, where Clippers owner Donald Sterling is not giving up his fight to keep the team and has filed yet another lawsuit in his attempt to derail the potential $2 billion sale to former Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer. The lawsuit names estranged wife Shelley Sterling and NBA Commissioner Adam Silver, saying they committed fraud and violated corporate law in their attempt to sell the team without his permission. We'll move over to the gridiron, where Tony Dungy sought Tuesday to clarify remarks that he made regarding Michael Sam, saying the openly gay linebacker, who was drafted by the St. Louis Rams, absolutely deserves a chance to play in the NFL. The former Tampa Bay Buccaneers coach and Indy coach also said he would just be concerned with the distraction of the media coverage of Sam's attempt to make the roster would create with him and the other coaches, if they were indeed coaching. And they're actually doing a behind the scenes following him up to the first game of the season on the Oprah Winfrey Network. Here's Sam's take on the whole thing.
Thank God he wasn't a St. Louis Rams coach. but I have a great respect for Coach Dungy, and like everyone in America, everyone has entitled their own opinions.
And we move on to some sadder news. Unfortunately, Robert Newhouse, the fullback for the Dallas Cowboys, died yesterday after a long illness. He was 64. Rod Newhouse told Minneapolis TV station KMSP-TV that his father was surrounded by his wife and four children at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, when he died from the effects of heart disease. And that's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith with Aggieland Carpet One. When people are replacing carpets, that's really easy to do.
That's right. We take care of everything. We do all of the service side of it as well. We can come into your home, move your furniture, take out the old carpet, clean, and even disinfect your floor under the carpet before we put in the new carpet.
Now, why do you do that? I've never heard of anyone doing that, but you have some different guarantees here at Carpet One.
That's right. We have a great product that we spray down before we install the new carpet. Kill any odors or bacteria, things like that that might be. A lot of people these days are concerned about the health of the home. These products really do a great job at making sure your home is as safe and healthy as it can be.
Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today.
Do you have some fun planned this summer? A wish list of things to do?
If you call the cleaning pros at Molly Maid, you will have time to chase fun in the sun. Trust your home to the cleaning company that cares. Molly Maid has been taking care of homes just like yours for more than 30 years. Molly Maid gives you a clean you can trust and friendly customer service. So what are you waiting for? Call today at 693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com.
When it comes to the roof over your head, you can depend on Lone Star Roof Systems. Lone Star Roof Systems installs all types of roofing, including metal and tile. They provide homeowners peace of mind by exceeding manufacturer specifications, completing jobs on time, and offering lifetime material and labor warranties. If you want your roof done right the first time by an honest company that stands behind their work, contact Lone Star Roof Systems today for a free estimate. Aggie owned and operated. Click myaggieroofer.com for Lone Star Roof Systems.
Hi, we're Jared and Alicia McLeod with the Sleep Station, here to share just a few of the many reasons we love our Tempur-Pedic Adjustable. It's perfect for reading in bed.
And watching football.
It's perfect for breakfast in bed.
And watching baseball.
It's perfect for a pajama party, cozy night in, like tonight.
Or a night in watching the Aggies, like tonight. The Tempur-Pedic Adjustable from the Sleep Station. We can promise you'll love it.
We just can't guarantee it'll be for the same reasons.
Good morning, Matthew. Now with two locations to serve you, visit thesleepstation.com.
Sorry. 3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Talk to Bill Flores in about 15 minutes, a little bit earlier than usual. All right, here you are. Mount St. Helens got an ultrasound last night. Researchers from a conglomerate of universities spent the weekend placing 3,500 seismic sensors, planning to set off 23 explosions last night, and then they'll do it later today.
Are we going to see for a volcano, baby?
Well, I don't know. Why? Aren't there other places they could do that that might be more stable?
One
I'm
would
not
think.
Sure. The explosions are being carried out in garbage dumps and gravel pits. I didn't know there were garbage dumps on Mount St. Helens. Wow.
Maybe it's just the circumference of the mountain is the center of the...
That's it, the garbage. It's a mountain of garbage. Other already disturbed areas, that's why they're doing that. The sensors are measuring the results of seismic waves in much the same way that a CAT scan does. A few final detonations are planned on July 30th, and actually Washington State residents who live in the area probably wouldn't even notice anything was amiss. Excuse me, if they lived there when it erupted, there's probably not much that startles them anymore. As long as the top stays on, we're fine.
Yeah.
Researchers say the boreholes, some going underground as deep as 80 feet, and the magnitude of the vibrations will be so weak that nobody will notice. It's kind of like, you know, if they're going around checking for oil and gas in your neighborhood and College Station.
You get the thump.
Okay, so, you know, Rob's a great weatherman, and we really appreciate his stuff, but he's got nothing on a guy named Richard Hendrickson. Richard takes a few minutes twice a day to do what he's been doing since Herbert Hoover was in the White House back in 1930.
Holy cow.
He's a retired chicken and dairy farmer, okay, whose home sits right in the heart of the ritzy Hamptons, but he records daily readings of temperature and precipitation on eastern Long Island, has been a volunteer observer for the National Weather Service since 1930.
Wow.
Honor him on Sunday by naming his 80-year service award in his honor at a ceremony in the Long Island office. Hope he shows
up. That's pretty cool.
It is. He estimates that he has tallied more than 150,000 weather observations and obviously provided invaluable data that helps meteorologists analyze impending storms and information that tracks long-term climate change and other trends. That is not bad. Done that coming up on 80 years.
I'd like to talk to him about global warming.
Yeah.
Let's see if we've got everything packed. Yeah. Tent?
Check.
Folding chair?
Check.
Bug spray?
Check.
Grill?
Check.
Slovacic sausage?
Yikes! How could we forget? The kids would have been extremely upset.
You know, whether it's your annual family camping trip, a tailgate, a good old-fashioned backyard barbecue, or a meal at your next Aggie sporting event, no outing is complete until you've packed Slovacic sausage. Slovacic sausage, celebrating 10 years as the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics.
And by the way, while we're on the subject of global warming, one more thing to make you feel guilty today.
Awesome.
Because chances are you, if you're listening, have contributed to global warming. 77 for a high temperature today. Excuse me, right now. 77 right now. 96 or 97 for a high temperature. Oh, what the heck. We'll probably get to 100 this week. But we've been saying that for a couple of weeks. We'll see what happens. Chance of some pop-up showers, maybe at 20% today and tomorrow. And again, 77 degrees. First in news, weather, and sports, WTAW, College Station Bryan, 7 o'clock.